It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be subtracting. Super excited because in subtracting, things get smaller. And I happen to be a very small teacher. So there you go. I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So find your pencil. Let's write our names at the top of our paper where it says name. I'm going to write Mrs. Oldham, and you're going to write my name too. Just kidding. Did I get you? You're going to write your name, and then go ahead and put your pencil down because we are going to color first. So today we're going to talk all about how to subtract zero. So the first thing I want you to do is look at the picture at the top of your paper, and I want you to count the frogs that you see. Let's count the frogs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are 5 frogs in our picture. Let's color all of those frogs green. You can use regular green. You can use light green. You decide. But let's color those 5 frogs green. Now, when you're subtracting, you've always got to count the whole number of items or things before you take away, or it won't work. You got to get the big number. You got to get the whole amount before you can subtract something from it. So remember that. That's why we counted all the frogs first. We had to find out how many in all before we could take any of them away. And while you're coloring these frogs, I want to talk to you about the word. Ready? This is a new word. The word is difference. When you subtract and you look for an answer, the answer is the difference. The answer is the difference. It's a fancy way to say answer in subtraction. When you're subtracting, you say difference. You say, I'm so fancy. I know another way to say answer when I'm subtracting. I say difference. I am on my last frog, number 5, frog number 5. So take about 3 more seconds to finish up your frogs. 3, 2, 1, please put your crayon down, and I want you to look at the frogs, and I want us to subtract, which is a fancy way to say take away, 0. If we did not take any of those frogs away, none of them hopped away, no frog went anywhere, how many frogs would we still have? 5, take away, 0. How many would we still have? Yes, 5. When you have 5 frogs and you don't take any away, you take away 0, you subtract 0, guess what? You still got 5. So the difference of 5 take away 0 is 5. The difference is 5. The answer is 5. Let's move on. Do you see the apples in the tree? Let's count the apples in the tree. Touch them and count. 1, 2, 3. Let's color those apples red. Any kind of red will work for me. And you can save the leaves. We can color those leaves on the apples after we color the apples red. So we counted all of the apples. All of the apples. We have to start with our big number, the whole number, all the amount of apples before we can subtract any of them. So we have 3 red apples. I'm on my last one. And then I'm going to go ahead and color my leaves on my apples green. I'm going to use my light green just for fun. All right, so I've got some light green leaves here. And my whole number, my big number, the amount of apples that I have are 3. Take 2 more seconds for these apples. 2, 1, put your crayons down. If we have 3 apples on the tree and none fall off, 0 fall off the tree, there are still how many apples on our tree? 3. So we would say the number sentence like this. Echo me. 3. Takeaway. 0. Equals 3. The difference is 3. What is the difference of 3 minus 0? 3. You got it. All right, let's look at something else. Do you see the bush next to the girl? There's some leaves on the bush next to the girl. So first find the girl, and then let's count the leaves on the bush. Ready? Touch them and count them. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's color those leaves orange. Any kind of orange will work for me. 1 leaf. 2 leaf. Remember, we have to count them all to get the big number in order to subtract. We have to start with the big number. All right, I have 4 orange leaves. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1, put down your orange crayon. If we have 4 leaves on that bush and we take away 0, what is the difference of 4 take away 0? 4. And what does difference mean? The answer. It means the answer when you're subtracting. Okay, let's look at the bush next to the boy. Let's touch and count those leaves. Ready? Go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There are 8 leaves on the bush next to the boy. Let's color those leaves yellow. Let's color those leaves yellow. We have to color and count all of the leaves on the bush in order to get our whole number. When you subtract, you have to count them all before you can take any away. I have 8 yellow leaves. I'm putting down my yellow crayon. Take 2 seconds. 2, 1, put down your yellow crayon. There are 8 leaves on this bush. If we take away 0, what is the difference? What is 8 minus 0? 8. The difference is 8. That's because we did not take any away. So when you subtract 0, guess what? Nothing happens. Nothing. Nothing. All right, ready? Can you look at the cloud in our picture? How many do you see? How many clouds do you see? Yep, just 1. Let's color that cloud blue. You can use any color of blue you want. I'm going to use blue-green. I just feel like it. So we have 1 fluffy cloud in the sky. Just 1. So when I count this, I say 1. And if we have 1 cloud and it stays in the sky and it does not float away and we take away 0 clouds, how many clouds will still be in the sky? Yes, 1. It's still there. We see it. It's not going anywhere. So 1 take away 0 equals 1. Let's count the suns in our picture. The suns, the bright shining suns, the sun will come out tomorrow. How many are there? Yep, there's just 1. Let's color it the big middle part, the circle part. Let's color that part yellow. And then we'll color the outside rays of the sun, the triangles of the sun. We'll color those orange. So make the circular part with the happy face. It's a happy sun because the sun will come out tomorrow. All right, I'm switching to my orange crayon for the sun's rays. Those are the triangles. We have 1 sun in the sky. Guess what? In real life, you only have 1 sun in the sky, right? Here on Earth, we only have 1 sky, 1 sun in the sky. So if we have one sun in the sky and the sun does not set, it is not nighttime, and we can still see the sun in the sky because it's a bright sunny day, and we don't take the sun away. Please don't take my sunshine away. If we still have one sun in the sky, take away zero suns, how many suns will still be in our sky? Yep, one. So echo me. One, take away zero, your turn. Equals your turn. What? One, take away zero, equals what? One. The difference is one. Awesome. Alrighty, here we go. I want you to look at the kids. How many kids are there? Yes. One, two. We have to get the whole amount. There are two kids in our picture. Let's color the girl's hair brown. Girl's hair is brown. Go ahead. You should be coloring her hair brown. We're not going to color the whole girl, but if you've got time at the end, then you can. So right now we're just coloring her hair brown. There are two kids in the picture. One of them, the girl, has brown hair. And then let's color. I'm almost done with the girl's brown hair. She has some bows. I'm leaving those alone. Okay, take two more seconds for the girl's hair. Two, one. Let's color the boy's hair black. Black. If you don't have a black crayon, go ahead and use your pencil. And we'll color his hair black. Okay, two kids are in our picture. Two kids are at the park. Two kids in all. That's our big number, the whole number that we're starting with. If these two kids don't go away and they stay there, and we don't take any children away, they get to play. Two take away zero equals what? Two. Two take away zero, take away nothing. If you're not taking anything away, then you still have what you started with. You still have two. So the difference is two. All right, we're going to move down to the part at the bottom where we need our pencil and maybe some crayons. So the first thing I want you to do is look at the tin frame. It's the one that has boxes and there's round circles. I like to call them counters inside of the boxes. That's a tin frame. Let's count the circles inside of the tin frame. Ready? Touch them and count them. One, two, three, four, five, six. Let's color those counters purple, any kind of purple. Color each counter purple. Ready? One, color it in. Two, we're just coloring the circle. Three, four, five, six. All right, put down your purple crayon in two, one. What is six counters in this 10 frame? That's our big number, a whole amount. Minus or take away zero counters. If we don't take any of those counters away and we leave them there, what's the difference? What's six minus zero? Six. Exactly, because nothing happened. So let's take our pencil and write six on the line next to the 10 frame. Scoot over to the fingers. Do you see the hands with the fingers? Let's count the fingers that are sticking up. Ready? One, touch them and count them. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. There are seven fingers being held up. If we don't take any away, we don't put any of the fingers down, we keep holding up seven. Seven minus zero equals seven. Let's write seven on the line. Nothing changes because zero means nothing. Nothing's happening. We're not taking anything away. So we're ending up with what we started with. All right, let's look at the number line. That's the line with all the numbers. Do you see the five has a circle around it? Trace that circle with your pencil. We're going to start on five. And I don't want you to take any numbers away at all. So we're not going to hop anywhere because I want it to be 5 minus 0. What is 5 minus 0? Do we need to hop anywhere? Are we going to do 0 hops is what we're going to do? we're not hopping anywhere. So what's 5 minus 0? 5. The difference is 5. Let's go down to where you see a big, long word. My goodness. It says D-I-F-F-E-R-E-N-C-E. Let's trace that word with our pencil. Trace those letters for me. Difference. Who knew it was such a big, long word when you spell it and write it? Difference. That's the fancy way to say answer when you're subtracting. The difference between two numbers. And then we have a number sentence underneath that word. It says 2 minus or take away 0 equals 2. Go ahead and trace that 2. 2 minus 0, if we don't take anything away, we still have 2. And then the last one, scoot over. I see 3 flowers. Take away 0 flowers. Don't pick any of them. Let them stay there and keep growing. So 3 minus 0 equals what? 3. It stays the same as we started. Write the number 3 on the line. And you can put your pencil down. Boys and girls, you're pretty much experts on subtracting 0 now. Do you know why? I know why. That's because you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.